Talk Live 2.0, 1-800-259-9231. It's Mark with you.
And Dennis.
And you can call in about anything you want. Here at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. And other than that, we're going to go on to things that, well, we find interesting because we don't have any calls sitting on the line. Oh, actually, I do. My mistake. Apparently, Steve in South Carolina. Steve.
Hi, Dennis and Mark.
Hey. Howdy, Steve.
I was going to talk to you today. The thing is, you're a little PC incorrect. It's not global warming. It's global climate change.
Right, which I understand, but that's the way it was presented to me originally, and I really don't like people changing the rules of the game when in midstream.
Well, the point is global warming was inaccurate, so they decided to finesse the wording to continue on with their spiel or whatever the hell it was they were doing. But anyway, today on CNN, they covered the House Energy Subcommittee with Al Gore testifying, Newt Gingrich testifying in front of Henry Waxman and a couple other senators. And I heard the opening speech, and I watched the whole thing, you know, while I was working. But that thing got me. Al Gore apparently has used the Navy to go underneath the polar ice cap and give a 3D dimension. He goes, well, this is the first time we've had a 3D dimension of the polar ice cap. Then he went to say that it's going to be 5 years. In 5 years, the polar ice cap will be dissolved.
Really? Then, ludicrous.
Yeah. But then at that point, he said, our blessing is Barack Obama's stimulus package.
Oh, God. And,
oh, I know. It just got really, really deep really quick. And he goes that the stimulus package has, you know, focused on energy, alternative sources of energy, and this will create jobs, and we'll have alternative energy resources. And basically, you know, he equated the two together to saving, within 5 years, the complete melting of the polar ice cap. I was like, oh, this is just too grand.
That's excellent, the way the Democrats are going to save us.
Yes. Totally yes. I just wanted to give you that FYI. And
oh, my God, your story checks out. I do not believe it. I did a Google search, and it actually says there's. I can see the clip here on YouTube. North polar ice cap will disappear in 5 years.
Of course. I wouldn't lie to you.
But we do get calls that are wrong, though. But thanks for checking it out. Appreciate it, Steve. Thanks for calling. You know, Dennis, I always wonder about this global climate change. Now, I'm an ethnic Republican, and we Republicans don't believe in climate change. Democrats are lying to us.
Absolutely, I agree. Hey, I was a Republican, too.
And it's a difficult position to be coming from. I don't know what to believe. I listen to NPR, and clearly those Nimrods believe in it.
Well, they're commies.
Right. So
I'm great shows, by the way.
Okay. And I do know that I believe in liberty, and I believe in the marketplace's ability to solve problems best.
Amen. Help me, brother.
So I don't know really where to go with the global climate change. And what I was thinking, and I don't know.
Where you go with it?
You believe in the global climate change, right?
I believe in it. What do you mean? I believe it. It is clear to me that the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and the warmness of the Earth is much greater than it would otherwise be had humans not been here to put all this crap in the air.
Okay.
Is that crazy sounding?
Well, it's my understanding that carbon dioxide, this is what I've been told, is not, in fact, much of a greenhouse gas at all, and that it rises in carbon dioxide trail the warming of the Earth as opposed to preceding it.
Well, it's a bit like saying there's poison and there's stuff that, like, it's uranium. If you touch it, you will die.
Yeah.
It's not good to have all this stuff in the atmosphere. But why? This is like why see the point kind of a thing. Why get yourself to that point? Well, here's the thing: multiple independent lines of basic lines of research.
Okay.
There's just many different, completely independent, completely, as they say, orthogonal.
I don't say it.
They say, the people who want to sound cool, if you've got a whole bunch of completely different things that all tell you, well, this is not related to that, but both of these things point to the Earth is getting warmer,
okay,
then it makes you think, well, maybe, in fact, the Earth is getting warmer.
Hmm. Befuddling. I'm not sure about it. But I here's what I do believe, is that it's probably not worth arguing whether or not the Earth is getting warmer or not.
Libertarians, it's always worth arguing.
No, it's not. It's probably not worth arguing, hey, the global climate change is true or false. It's probably worth arguing, you know, find out where the person that you're discussing with is on the issue, and then ask them, you know, I mean, if you don't believe in it, then obviously we don't need worldwide socialist government to fix it. However, the only solution that's been posited thus far by anybody that it seems like that you hear on television is global socialist government to fix global warming. However, we've had a lesser global socialist government up to this point, and it has not solved anything. And I can point to hundreds of cases, and I might be able to research it and find thousands of cases where these governments, in fact, are making the problem worse. So why would you trust these organizations to fix this problem?
Well, it's not just that they're making it worse. It's this thing is getting – it's like each fix makes the prior problem not just 10 times worse – hundreds of times worse, to the point where my concern is the future of humanity if his people do not stop. But even if you take global warming off the table, maybe it won't actually destroy the Earth, doesn't it still just make sense to you to drive a car that uses less gas and maybe pollutes less?
I don't, what do I think? I think you should drive the thing that's most financially feasible.
Really? But don't you get some benefit out of just doing your little part for the world? You don't believe in, like, volunteering and stuff like that?
Oh, I do volunteer and stuff like that. I just don't know that,
Why not drive the car that's just a little nicer on the world?
I just don't know. I just don't know whether I believe that that necessarily makes a difference, that out of the back of the vehicle.
Is it nice, though? Do you like it? Have you lived down in a downtown, like a real downtown with a city where the air sucks because the cars?
No.
Okay, do that once, but really don't, because your lungs will not appreciate it. It's scary. Yeah, I used to live in Silicon Valley for a short period of time, and man, nothing ever will leave my head like the image of bicycling up into the mountain and looking down and seeing that the sky is brown from the cars and the industry and the crap. The sky is brown. I'm not going back down into that.
So if the sky's not brown, you're okay, though? Up here where the air is crisp and clear, it wouldn't make a difference?
Hey, I tell you what, driving on Highway 9 from Concord to Keene is the most beautiful drive in the world. There's so many trees. It's green. It's rolling.
Yeah, and springtime. It's true. All right. Well, we were talking about global warming here, and I guess that I haven't accepted it entirely, the idea of it. However, I know that it's an area where I am not an expert. So to profess to be an expert isn't a good idea. I certainly have the questions that all Republicans are given as far as talking points if you listen to the radio where, well, it's getting warmer on Mars. Why is it getting warmer on Mars if the global warming, there's no humans there making it worse? This is, a 600-year cycle. Happens all the time. What's the big deal? So, those questions come up for me. But when the question that the people need to ask is, you were just reading this article here where it's in fact the government program backed up by the scientists. The government program came off of their idea from the science here, from the scientists here.
For the record, a lot of scientists were opposed to the whole growing maize because carbon doesn't work out. But anyways,
fine. I'm sure that there's scientists opposing every scientific finding, but the government took this science and they ran with it, with some socialist program, some corporatist program, in order to help their friends and punish their enemies. And, well, they failed, and they made the problem, did you say, 300 times worse?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, there's other ways they fail, too. It's wonderful. Like carbon, clean coal, carbon sequestration, at best carbon, at best neutral, as if you just burned the don't get me started.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense. I don't understand why people would expect the government to solve these problems. So far, it hasn't solved any.
It's making it worse.
Please call in. Tell me a problem the government solved. I'd love to hear it. At least it's better than the free market could have. 1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history, and it might be, but for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Call in and talk about me, because it's Mark Talk Live. No, call in and talk about anything you'd like to talk about. Look at that. What's that? What am I hearing there? Must be some kind of...
You're hallucinating, Mark.
Yeah. Delusional. It's that peyote I had before the show.
And you know the puking was not acceptable.
Yeah. Doesn't everybody do that when they have peyote?
Apparently, that's why I don't plan to try it.
Yeah. It happens with cough syrup, too. We were talking about global warming, and we've got some calls on that, so let's go to the phones. Go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey,
William? Yes, yeah. William in Tennessee, sorry.
That's okay. Listen, this global warming thing, I'll contend that the Earth may be warming, but from what I know, it was much warmer on the Earth during the Middle Ages than it is right now.
Oh,
and
sure.
Now we have to we have to go a lot further before we get to that level, because I believe they were farming on Greenland.
Yeah, that's my understanding too. Is that there was a medieval warm period where things were warmer and there were farming implements inland on Greenland.
In some ways, you could say that warming period actually led to all the wealth that in itself became, I'm trying to say, Reformation, the Enlightenment.
Yeah, this is good.
The other point I wanted to make is that U.S. military has got to be the biggest polluter of any corporation in the United States, or maybe the world.
In America, the United States government is the largest polluter.
Where are they going to put all the uranium from the bombs?
The bombs, the tanks don't have to pass a vehicle inspection,
nope.
Smog inspection. Just all the material, the airplanes that they fly. I mean, it's incredible the amount of waste, because I was a Marine.
Anybody in the military, has this story unless they flew a desk the entire 4 years. If my eyes glaze over, it's only because everybody who was ever in the military says, oh my God, these people are so disgusting, the way they waste things, the way they destroy things so that they get their budgets next year, the way they dump crap into the water like nobody lives in this planet. It's just true.
It's incredible. I could go on, but I have one more point to make, and that's that when there's a tract of public land that's a park in Memphis, in my city.
Okay.
It's called Overton Park, and it's the largest park in the city. And there's an old growth forest, a 10,000-year-old old growth forest in the middle of Memphis.
Okay.
Now, that the city has allowed a management company that runs our zoo, which is also in the same park, to mow down trees in this old growth forest.
And why is that?
To build zoo exhibits that teach us about the importance of conservation and the survival of species.
It's excellent that we have this democratically elected organization out there to protect our very important natural resources.
It's incredible. They mowed down part of an old growth forest to build an exhibit about an old growth forest.
I see no hypocrisy. Our fearless leaders are saving us all.
Look, as long as everyone votes, you will get the right people doing the job, right?
Oh, yeah. The city is just so asinine, backwards in their thinking. And then the greenies, which I'm friends with a lot of the environmental activists, because I am very green, a conservationist.
Yay, go greens!
But they all want to blame this management company.
Yeah, it's the corporations.
It's the government. It's the government that allowed them to do this.
It's the government and the corporations, the unholy alliance.
Right. You see, the unfortunate thing about the greenies is that they struggle with this this infiltration of socialism. They don't realize it, and that's why they don't see it. But the fact is, it's the government that's the problem. The corporation wouldn't be able to go mow down those trees if it wasn't the government giving them the power to.
No, the public, the people that live in the neighborhoods around that forest would have never allowed that company to do that. It took the power of government to give the company.
Unfortunately, those same people rolled over and licked their hind ends when the government gave the company because they have this veil of legitimacy. Instead of going out there and chaining themselves to trees, what they did was they said, well, the government is, and
they started out by buying into a paradigm that there is no such thing truly as property rights, because the government's giving them all kinds of special deals with property it doesn't fundamentally own and distorting the heck out of the market. And so if you have someone that does not grok property rights, that is a person who is going to be destroyed by the next guy who does not believe in property rights.
You know, the funny thing is most people do understand it, but they give the government a pass. They wouldn't allow anybody else.
It's not fascism when we do it.
No, not at all. And with this, the property rights issue, the forest for 10,000 years was never a threat until it became public land. As soon as it became public land,
that's when people wanted to cut it down.
there was a Supreme Court case over this forest, Citizens Preserve Overton Park. You can Google it. And it actually went to the Supreme Court to protect I-40 from going through the forest because, you know, certain interests wanted that to happen.
Yep, so much for the government saved it and the government destroyed it. Steve, thanks for the call.
Right.
You can give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And let's go to Steve in Texas. He also wants to talk about global warming. Steve?
Yes, Mark, a few shows back, you talked about a sacrifice that you're making about not buying cigars.
Yeah, I'm not going to. If this tax goes through and they're taxing cigars, and I can't really figure out whether it's gone through or not, I haven't been able to find any evidence of it. However, everyone I talk to says, yes, there's evidence of it, that there's a tax on cigars now that at 40 cents a piece. And I'm not going to go from giving the government a nickel a pack or whatever to 40 cents a piece on cigars.
Well, I applaud your effort, and anything you can do to stop feeding the federal government monster is to be much appreciated by anybody who supports a small government idea.
Yeah.
Now, there is a way that you may not have to sacrifice very much at all. I didn't hear you suggest it, or nobody even mentioned it. It's such a simple thing as why don't you grow your own cigar tobacco in your backyard?
Ooh. Well, I know nothing about making cigars.
You can get on the internet and you can get tobacco seeds and a wealth of resource of information on how to do it. And planting season is coming up, and if you don't get started right now, you're going to miss out on the opportunity.
Have you had any of that, like, native spirit, American Indian?
I've heard of it. It's of the cigarettes out there, it seems the most enticing of them. I don't smoke cigarettes. I smoke cigars. So it's a good idea, Steve. I will look into it this weekend and see what I think about growing tobacco. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. Give us a call.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show. Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Talk Live, and we're doing the Friday night edition, and Ian is nowhere to be found. It's Mark here, sitting here with you.
And Dennis.
And yeah, I've got another guy on the crew, and it's Dennis, you've never done the show before, have you?
This is like the biggest privilege. I went down to you guys' studio when you lived in Florida, because I was in Florida, and I said, hey, let's meet up with those guys.
I vaguely recall this.
To stand in the room, and I was like, oh, can I take a picture? And he was like, yeah, sit at the mic and have a picture taken. I was like, oh, I'm at the Free Talk Live microphone. This is going to be worth something on eBay someday.
The Florida studios, back when it was a tiny, tiny little show. Well, we've been talking about global warming, and people are interested in talking about this topic. So, I certainly don't know much about it, and I'm interested in talking about it. So let's go to Gene in Tennessee. But before we do, I want to let you know that this segment of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Termco Life Insurance Agency, protecting you and your family against financial loss due to an untimely death. Call 1-800-493-7712. They'll help you out with that. I mean, the fact is, if you've got a family, you need to have life insurance, because somebody's got to provide for your kids in case you die. You could get hit by a bus tomorrow. 800-493-7712. You know, I say hit by a bus. The fact is, you drive on the road every day. Cars are dangerous. They're the most likely thing to kill you in your age bracket. Get life insurance. 800-493-7712. Go to Gene. Gene, in Tennessee.
Hi, guys. What happened to Ian? Did they nab him for violating his conditions of parole by helping Sam out or something?
Oh, I wish it were so. Then all this would be mine.
You got to figure, what happened to Paul.
They love to nab people on Friday afternoon so that they wind up spending the whole weekend in jail before they get to talk to anybody.
You are right about that much. No, Ian is off on a secret mission.
Secret mission? Oh, he's a secret agent man. Okay.
If he didn't wish to tell it on air, then I'm not going to reveal it for him.
I want to tell you about global warming.
You're going to tell me. Got it.
You got it?
I got it.
There's no such thing as global warming. It's a bunch of crap.
Okay. Okay.
Scientists, when they're functioning on grants, are the biggest liars that ever existed. And I don't think there's any scientists out there anymore that don't function under some sort of a grant.
Well, it's true that scientists have shown that they themselves do not function as well when they are motivated financially, that the organizations that give them the money, they know what direction they want the science to go, and therefore they're likely to ignore evidence that they should be taking into account. However, I think that of the people on the planet that are most likely to be unfair and unbiased, people that use the scientific method are the ones that I would like to trust in that area.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you trust them, because I don't. I've worked with these people.
Trust.
I've worked with them. I know them. I have friends who are physics professors. They're great guys. I like them. They're good friends.
But whether they're friendly or not, is nothing. A crazy person can tell you something true.
All right, but did you read Drudge today, where they've got the Polish group now is coming out saying, no, we're not going into global warming. Of course, Al Gore and
not going into global warming.
The Polish group,
Polish scientists,
Polish scientists. They're claiming, oh no, there's no such thing. You know, it's not. The numbers are actually showing the opposite effect. And then also on Drudge, there was another separate report showing that the polar ice cap is getting larger, and another one says, no, it's getting smaller.
There does seem to be contrary information out there, and this concerns me. And to me, it seems like, if nothing else, I don't think we have enough information to be able to say one way or the other. But I can say conclusively that if there is such a thing as man-caused global climate change, that the one organization that should have nothing to do with fixing it is the government, because they've proven that they fail.
I have to agree with you on that one. Now, I've pointed this out in the past, and Mark, you know, when you fly, and what's the other guy's name there?
Dennis.
Dennis, you must fly around a lot too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know you're the one that I have to talk to, because you're the one that's the global warming aficionado here. So when you get up in the air at 6 miles altitude, I want you to look around you. Do you ever sit by the window seat?
I like to be in the aisle. I like to get in and out as quickly as possible, but yeah, I sat in the window.
Do yourself a favor and sit by the window. Sit by the window, and I want you to stare out that window your entire trip, assuming it's not going to China or something.
They don't allow pot on the plane. I don't know if I could last that long, but okay.
So anyway, you go on that plane, you get up there, you look out that window, and you look down at the planet, and you try and find yourself a smokestack at 6 miles altitude. You can't even spot one.
Seem to be a large volume of air up there for any kind of pollutants to get into.
You figure out the amount of square cubic miles of atmosphere on this planet, and then the little tiny puny little piss farts that we put out called pollution. There is absolutely no way that these little tiny ants called humans can affect this planet. In fact, one of the physics guys over there at NTF I used to work with, I gave him a project. I said, I'm going to call you back in a week. Here's your assignment. I'm going to give you a budget of $1 trillion. Your sole purpose with this $1 trillion of money is to pollute the environment. I want you to spend 100% of your resources to not producing anything except pollution. Can you pollute the environment? A week later, he calls me back and he says, if you rule out nuclear and biological, there's no way that I can pollute the environment with $1 trillion.
I can think of one way that they could do this. All you have to do is distort a critical market like food with $1 trillion. I guarantee you, you'll never be able to predict how bad it'll be, but it'll be bad.
Well, that's not in polluting the environment. That's upsetting the food source for human beings, and sure, you're going to have people starving.
And as a side effect, also producing 300 times more global warming than you could possibly do, apparently just about any other way. When you hear the word market distortion, think dead babies.
There won't be any more global warming, not even a speck. How do you figure it's going to make 300 times more global warming? All of these things are computer projections, and they're all based on faulty information.
Okay.
Now, what are you going to do with that? You know, like, that's the thing. This is the reason that I have sort of the opinion that I have, is because I don't know. The last thing I want to do, as far as trust people on global warming, is trust Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and Gene the Christian Anarchist. I'm not saying that I think that these are dumb people. I think they're very smart people. However, they're not experts in that field. I want to trust the experts, but the experts say things that don't make any damn sense to me, because there's all this contrary information. So that's the reason I have to fall back on. If there is such a thing as man-caused global climate change, then one organization.
I'd like to make one more point before the break, and that is, I'm an old fart. You all know that I'm an old fart. I grew up in the 50s and the 60s, and in the 60s, I was a hippie, and we were all told how the pollution that we were making in the 60s was causing the coming ice age, because we were putting out too much. Guess what? Carbon dioxide. So therefore, there was a coming ice age. It was going to cool the planet.
I remember that.
30 years later, and they said we were going to be out of oil by 1990s. Here we are, 2008. We got more oil than we know what to do with. We're swimming in the crap. And the planet now, they're saying, is heating up because of what? Because of the same thing they told us it was cooling down for in the 60s. These guys are idiots.
It was the genius Woody Allen in the movie Sleeper who had the guy, you know, he wakes up after like 200 years and the doctor gives him a cigarette and says, draw this deep into your lungs. It's the best thing for you.
It's a pretty funny movie, actually. I like that movie. But, yes, these guys, they're flipping idiots. They tell you one thing and 30 years later they're telling you the opposite, and they're using the same projection.
Eggs are good for you.
Opposite thing.
Eggs are bad for you. This is true. And what is the average person to do? I don't know. 800-259. They can call in and talk about it. 800-259-9231.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. financing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen, it's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
You're listening to Global Warming Talk Live.
Oh, I'm so bored of global warming.
Well, the people want to talk about this. This is an important issue. We've never talked about it on Free Talk Live, or at least haven't talked about it much, because, well, neither Ian nor myself really know much about it. It's Mark here with you.
And Dennis.
And, you know, we've had several people call in on it. And, you know, this is kind of where I've fallen on the issue. What I decided was, we have dispute resolution organizations in this world, and we call them courts. I'm not saying they're good. I'm not saying they're efficient. But I am saying that that's what we've got. And it would seem to me that if you know, global warming is a true thing, if global climate change is true, that one of these dispute resolution organizations should have been consulted by somebody, some people that have the scientists behind them saying that this is so, and that, you know, this corporation is releasing too many global warming gases, and that it must be stopped, and that they would have taken one of these corporations or one of these governments or somebody to court saying, this must stop. Things must change. And so far, I haven't heard of any court cases. I do understand that the Obama administration has now opened it up so that corporations can be sued for global warming stuff. But first you're going to have to prove global warming. So what that says to me is that we don't have enough information now for somebody to use the dispute resolution organization. It's not clear enough for, you know, one of these cases to go through. That bothers me.
Reality is that which, when you stop believing in it, ceases to go away. It doesn't matter what happens in the court of
sure.
law.
Right. It doesn't matter whether a jury says I'm wearing a brown shirt or whether they say I'm wearing a green shirt. I am, in fact, wearing a brown shirt. They can't change that. I get that. And global warming, if it's true, wouldn't matter if a jury or a judge or the Supreme Court or, the UN said that it wasn't true. But we do know that global warming is a convenient little thing for governments to latch onto, because governments love crises, and a crisis that isn't real and that you can't therefore fix would be a really great thing, wouldn't it?
Even
like
if it's
an
a
invisible
crisis
you can't fix.
I honestly think, look, these people want to do good and think that the tool they have is to do an enormous amount of good. They see an honest, real, enormous problem
yes.
to turn the most perverse, destructive, danger-magnifying tool on Earth at that problem.
I agree. I'm with you. We agree on that, certainly. So I was in my research looking for the truth in the global warming thing. I can't read one of those science papers, have really just no interest in reading it. And when people, do all this science worshiping stuff where, science says, how can I say it doesn't? I can't read that stuff. I'm not going to research every little thing until my brain, brains roll out my ears. I just hate that crap.
You don't have to read, we did this study, the raw data. But
unless you want to get somebody else's interpretation of that raw data.
No, not really. You can read, there are multiple independent lines of confirmation. So you look at, I see that there, some of these people look at tree rings and, this is what you observe and this is what you would expect. And then you look at something completely unrelated, like the concentration of CO2 under the Arctic ice sheet, and you look at that, and this is what you'd expect, and this is what you have. Gee, these two things actually kind of correlate. Why would they correlate if not for saying the Earth is getting warmer and this and that? This is the CO2.
But what about all the information that comes out to the contrary? I certainly hear people on the Republican radio saying that, whoa, that's not true. It's not true, folks. It's not true. Like, that's the confusing part. And to me, unless you have scientific data yourself, you're reading someone else's opinion. I don't know. I mean, is Glenn Beck's opinion valid?
It's not so much opinion. It's just observations. Like, we observe this, we observe that. And you really have to question whether someone would go through the trouble to fudge a certain amount of data. Although, you could check up on it if you're really that conspiracy minded.
Why is Glenn Beck fudging data?
Glenn Beck, well, what?
Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck says that global warming ain't true. He's on television.
Lord,
he's got
Obama
a nice haircut.
Says it's not true. That's not what the arbitrary truth.
Well, he gives facts. Facts are good, and if they sound, it sounds good when he says it, man. See, do you see the problem? I'm believing one person or I'm believing another. I understand that believing some personality on the TV doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense, but that's what most people have access to, Dennis. And so the other question I have, I thought, I'll go to YouTube. I'll type in global warming debate. And I'll see what I come up with. I figured, wouldn't it be a good idea to find a scientist on one side of this and a scientist on the other side of this? I'll put a half an hour, 45 minutes into watching this. Well, there came up a six sciencey guy panel. I don't know. I can't remember what any of these people's qualifications were, except that one of the six was Michael Crichton. I read his books. I'm very impressed with the books I read. So
they're great fiction. They're not science.
They include science or things. It's something that sounds so remarkably like science, it's good enough for me, right?
Okay.
I'm not claiming to be a genius or anything here, or a guy that...
You don't have to be a genius to understand the idea of testing reality.
I got the scientific method. I understand how that works, and I've got the idea that scientists test each other. I just don't know if I trust them.
You should not trust the process. That's the whole basis of science. You don't believe anything. You just, for example, look, people talk about scientists never prove anything. That's the key. Scientists never prove anything. Science is about things that are disprovable that have not been disproven. So it's not, there are atoms. It's just, if there are atoms, it explains so much.
Mm. I get where you're coming from. So I watched this this thing on YouTube, and I had an opportunity. I listened to both sides, and I walked away thinking. And these were science types people. I would assume that they wouldn't put scientists debating non-scientists. So it's surely out there. There have to be some scientists that disagree with human caused global climate change, and. So I saw these people debate, and I walked away from the debate not knowing any more than I do now.
Well, because those are some science guys and stuff.
do you see the problem? The average person cannot formulate an opinion on global warming.
That is why they must all listen to, the scientists.
but you see, here's the thing is, there's scientists on both sides. Which ones do you choose to believe? We've had scientists call this show and say one thing, and we've had scientists call this show and say the other. Now, I can't prove whether any of those people is, in fact, a scientist. Frank from New York could call in and change his voice a little bit, and he sure could fool me. I mean, the guy sounds smart to me.
It wouldn't surprise me if he is a scientist.
It wouldn't either. I have no idea what he does, but that mainline accent is amazing. What can the average person do? I don't know.
Just like the Metallica album said, kill them all.
Yep, I'm there with you. So my opinion, as I've managed to formulate it, is I simply don't know what the answer is, but I have rebuttals for both sides, okay? So if you don't think global warming's happening, you know, here's some questions I have for you. If you do think it's happening and you think that the government can save us somehow, then... You know, I have some questions for you. And I've basically, usually the people that are against global warming, they don't have a solution, which includes the government. So I don't fear them so much. It's the people that have a solution that includes the government that makes me fear them. Those people, by and large.
You need to defend yourself against these people. These people are going to destroy the planet and must be stopped.
I'm with you. They are going to destroy the planet and they should be stopped.
If you believe in, like, saving the planet, these people must be stopped.
It's true, but now look what you're pitting yourself against and putting yourself on the side of people that don't believe in global warming.
Yeah, I'm not the lawmaker, I'm the lawbreaker.
Doesn't make any sense. So real quick, before we go into the break here, let's talk about the seatbelt thing in New Hampshire. I think that the seatbelt issue is the most important thing facing the Free State Project, at least on the current event horizon. I think that if the seatbelt law goes kerflooey here in New Hampshire, that it's going to take one thing that we can really hold up, a very tangible piece of freedom that we can hold up here in New Hampshire, being the last state that where adults don't have to wear seatbelts if they don't choose to. What are we doing?
Well, there's a lot more things. I mean, let's be blunt. The local control of the schools is huge. The fact that the town really does set just about all of the taxing that happens to you. Yes, your property taxes are high, but guess what? You can completely control that sucker.
Local control is very important, but it's not as easy to sell because people aren't involved in their government.
That's right. It's not in
especially
your face,
on a local level,
which is one of the reasons why you can do so much at that level.
Yes.
Now, having said that, here's the deal. The fact of the matter is, there are a lot more Free Staters involved in the Republican Party than there are in the Democratic Party. That has got to change, and some of our best, most awesome, some of the coolest people are in the Democratic Party, but the influence, the numbers are all in the Republicans.
Yes.
And they're not ascendant. When they become ascendant, the party that we've, got in bed with will be in power.
That much is true.
And they're looking to repeal laws. That's their strategy if they get in power. Start repealing.
Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.